It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. Last week, we discussed the cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, first published in a Danish newspaper, which led to sometimes violent protests around the world. Tom Best in Southfield, Montana wrote, "I am not a Muslim nor a Christian. I am, though, an African-American. This is not unlike Sambo logos on products of the 1930s, poking and pointing fun at the core of someone's identity. It's unlikely that they would have printed a cartoon that depicts or suggests that there is no heaven for Christians to go to or other such insults against Christians. Yes, there is a right to free speech, and yes, there are leaders on both sides that have insulted others in their speech, but we are not going to reduce the tension in this world by reducing the level of responsibility we display in executing our citizenship." Hans Schillinger wrote to say that cartoonists provide us with a mirror in which to examine the irony of our behavior, as well as expose the range of our motives and actions, from silliness to villainy, compassion to cruelty. It is a great wrong, he wrote, to allow the sensibilities of any particular group to dictate the allowable content of speech of any kind, particularly that of cartoons. Islam must appreciate the importance of free speech to the functioning of Western society. I value my right to free speech as much as they value the sacrosanct status of the Prophet. Our show on the secret lives of military spouses prompted many of you to share personal stories about life on military bases. Dave in Mainville, Ohio wrote, "My wife and I have spent time both on active duty and in the reserve system. While those on active duty have their own culture and challenges, I would submit that none have it tougher than the spouses of reservists and National Guard. On active duty, there's a tremendous support network and a culture of shared hardship. During this time of war, our reserve families have many of the same challenges of separation, but the added problem of being isolated from the support network of military facilities and living in a world that has no concept of the problems, fears, and pain that a spouse faces. My wife was a hero for what she did to care for herself, our children, and other families from our unit." And finally, we save this email from Sarah Accenti in Portland, Oregon, who wrote in a couple of weeks ago following our show on the life of Sam Cooke. She said, "I just wrote into NPR's All Songs Considered Valentine's Day survey that Sam Cooke's love theme from Houseboat, Almost in Your Arms, is my favorite love song. My husband and I danced to it at our wedding. However, the song is incredibly difficult to find. It never was on an album or on the soundtrack of the movie in which it was featured, and I have yet to see it on a compilation. Why is this song so difficult to find? How did it slip through the cracks?" Well, our intrepid song sleuths here at Talk of the Nation tracked down the song. It is, as it turns out, on an album called The Wonderful World of Sam Cooke, and we found a copy of the record at Roadhouse Oldies in Silver Spring, Maryland. Store manager Scooter Magruder joins us now on the phone. Nice to have you on the program.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to one and all.
And has this song fallen really through the cracks?
Yes, it has. It's a pretty simple reason why. The powers that be seem to put everything now on CD, and they have not put this wonderful album by Sam Cooke on CD. It's only on LP.
So an ordinary soul looking through Amazon or even through their local record store is not going to be able to find it.
Very true, unless they've got old vinyl like we do.
Why wouldn't it have been on the soundtrack CD from the movie in which it was featured?
Probably licensing problems. Sam Cooke was a very great entrepreneur in his own right, and since he didn't write the song, he probably wouldn't allow it to be on the soundtrack.
And just for those who haven't heard it, it's not the theme from Love Boat. It's a different song.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I understand you're a DJ for Big 100.3 FM, a radio station here in Washington, D.C., and I was wondering if you could help us all out and give us a Valentine's Day talk-up into this song.
Well, especially all the ladies, especially today on Valentine's Day, who ride the Sunday night train with me on Big 100. Almost in Your Arms by the wonderful Sam Cooke. He's the man who invented soul. I hope you enjoy it.
You're here, that moment's near. I'm almost in your arms. Tonight, the mood is right. I'm almost in your arms. One sigh, one word, and I will rush to your embrace. So say that certain word, sigh that certain sigh, and with all my heart to your arms I'll fly. It's strange how we are changed by things that seem so small. One look can write a book. One touch can say it all. We
Sam Cooke singing Love's Theme from Houseboat, Almost in Your Arms. Our thanks to Scooter Magruder of Roadhouse Oldies in Silver Spring, Maryland. Talk of the Nation is produced by Becky Velamas, Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Megan Moline, and Barry Hardiman. Gwen Ooten directs our program. Sarah handles our production assistant. The technical director is Kimberly Jones. She gets help from Michael Schweppe and Drew Reynolds. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. The managing editor of NPR News is Barbara Rehm. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Nearly in your arms, almost in your arms to stay.